On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, my name is Reb Fountain, and this is a long player about my new album, which is self-titled. I'm really excited and weirded out by the fact that I'm releasing this record amidst a global pandemic, but I feel like it's the one thing that I have to offer right now, and so I really, really hope you enjoy it. It's been an amazing process to make it, and I can't wait to come and connect with you at venues across the country and play live music with you and have a drink as well.
Congratulations on your new self-titled album. It's so beautiful and like so haunting. I had to listen to it and I was just so captured by it. I was wondering what's been some of the inspiration behind this release?
I guess this release is a long time coming, and in many ways, you know, like anything, was built on the foundation of what I've done before. And I released Hopeful and Hopeless and Little Arrows, which were two older projects, and that was, I think, 2018. And they were really projects that I wanted to release that were really important to me, for honouring myself and also my friend Sam Preble, who had passed, but they were both quite old. They were old, to be honest. Hopeful and Hopeless was a collection of songs that I recorded at the Wine Cellar, and we actually recorded it just a month before my friend Sam passed. And so it meant that I kind of put it on the back burner for a couple of years. And by the time I actually was ready to look at it, years had passed, and I had to make a decision to release and tour and share these albums. And I wanted to do that. But at the same time, it took a lot of commitment, and I guess I felt like courage on my part to share them, because it was hard, you know, it was emotionally really hard. But through that process, I guess I shifted trajectory and was able to really commit to myself as a musician. And when I came out the other side of releasing those albums, I just felt absolutely liberated. And it was, you know, it was so great to have achieved it and done it, but I was like, I want to do something for me now. And I went straight into doing this tour for Nick Cave's 60th birthday, an anniversary tour. And I went out and just was able to inhabit these completely different songs and explore who I was at the time in the moment. And I guess that's really was the foundation from which this album was born. And I woke up one morning and just went, I want to make a record. For me, after years of having this kind of internal battle and being a single parent and, you know, releasing and making music, but never really being able to focus 100% on it, I'm in this position now where I can, you know, and I feel so grateful for that. And in a way, the way that the record sounds is testament to that commitment. Embrace with the blue. I can't go
telling you lies. What is the first track you want to talk about today?
The first track I want to talk about is Hawks and Doves. Hawks and Doves is the opening song on the record, and as soon as I recorded this song, I was like, I want this to start it off, because it was a song, I guess, that I sat down and for the first time I felt like I just allowed myself to do whatever I wanted, like go anywhere that I wanted to go. And it was all written in one session. And it's very much emblematic of the album as a whole. Just that feeling of being able to commit to the space that you're in, and whatever arises. And Hawks and Doves for me really feels like it's a line in the sand moment. The beginning words of changes, you know, it's that transition from where you've been to where you are now, and the possibilities that come from that. And I guess I wanted to show that there was something that had shifted, and that can shift for everyone. and the opportunities that come from that. It's quite a dark and moody song in lots of ways, which I like that there's elements of that spook on the record. And also is connected to my folk roots, my sort of maybe more what you'd call indie folk roots in a lot of ways. It's quite sparse and open. So I feel like it's a great space to begin the record. And as you transcend through the journey of it, you know, you've got this lovely landing pad.
Changes, I've made some changes for the fickle and the wild and ones. I don't want to stand here, talk like this. Like it if you want to, like it if you want to, you can have it. Horses, horses, horses come and go like the city lights. Feel the cold ones, and I am emboldened, boldly united with the asphalt lines. I start to flow over the road, over the road. I start to flow over the straight lines speed by. He says to walk the night. I don't care about him. He's got those widow's eyes. Never in this holy violence, no rest allowed in silence. We work all the hours God sends.
Is one of my favorite songs off the record. We'd probably been maybe in the studio a few days, and I got home and I sat down at the piano. It was kind of late in the evening, and I just felt incredibly inspired to express something that hadn't been expressed before, and that feeling like it's just pent up, and I have to say it, and I have to say it right now, and it's so important. And I wrote through that night and brought it to the studio the next morning. And was, you know, when you've just written a song, it's a really vulnerable space. It's really hard. And I remember sitting down at the piano, and because there's spoken word at it, sitting at the piano and singing, saying it. But it was so quiet that everyone was like, "Reb, I just can't kind of hear you." But it was very important to me that I shared it and we get it on this record. And the song is really about that. About that process, about speaking and speaking your desires. It's it's interesting to me because I've had a few questions around the spoken word aspect of it, and I never really intended it to be that way. It's just that what I needed to express came out that way, and I love that about music. I love that you could do whatever you want with it. And then for me as well, there's quite a poppy chorus to it, and I think those elements work really well together. Like, they seem to reinforce one another, and they just fit. The video for it, if you haven't seen it, is incredible. It's featuring Medulla, and Medulla is such a fantastic performer and an amazing person. Medulla is actually a refugee here in New Zealand and is such an incredible artist. So I encourage you to check it out. I'm also in a battle with Google at the moment because they won't promote it because they say it has shocking content, and I'm pretty sure it's because it contains a drag queen. So everyone, go and watch it of your own volition while I take on the Google giants.
Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. All the words still in my mind. I went to the Hindu temple, poured milk among the flowers. Caught me smiling, smiling at the edges. Afterwards we sat at the cafe across from the funeral parlor. Sure there was enough to go around, but I was full, so full I could drown. We talked about it in the evening light. You said out loud how you were scared inside. My world is electric, you're the guy. But you stayed in your own way. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. And all the words are still in my mind. I go to the house where memories live, and all that is left of the world's first cities is splendor and sorrow, duty and dust. Her gold will melt, there are no returns. Listening for the unquiet dead, we are not the smoke, we are the fire. When the space came, I felt like I might disappear. We talked about it in the morning light. To be honest, I was scared at the sight. What is electric takes a spark to ignite. Lovers leave in their own way. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me 'cause you're crazy, crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy. Come on, darling, save me. All the words are still in my mind. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy, like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. Darling, all the words are still in my mind. Move on, find someone new, pick yourself up, start over. A thousand stars could come and go, and we'd still be learning how to be courageous fools, waking up to the dawn each day. When I drove so fast to reach you, I knew you'd be there.
Don't You Know I Am is one of my favorite songs on the record and my favorite songs to perform. It's so cool to step into the space of that song and see where it takes me every night or every time I perform it. It was a song that was inspired by this First Nation artist called Benjamin Chi-Chi, and I had found his artwork and used it on my album Little Arrows. I actually have a tattoo of it on my forearm, and love his art, and then heard his story, a little bit of his life story and how he passed. And so that was really the impetus for the beginning of the song, but then it grew for me into this kind of universal ask to rise up and step into your greatness, you know. And I mean that pushing aside the ego and all the things that tell you who you should be, who you are not, or the expectations that you have of the world to give you something, and learn how to find meaning and strength in your true self, you know. So, I mean, that's a complex complex description of a song. But I love that about music, that you can explore it and find your own meaning in it. And Don't You Know Who I Am, I think, as a story reflects that, but also in the recording process. Like, it along with another song on the record, was re-recorded live, you know, all in one room in one take. And so it's got that feeling like you're all there together and we're all expressing this at the same time. I mean, I love that. I feel it every time I sing that song.
1, 2, 3. Drunk, clear, Indian boy, they said, spouting off his mouth about the great man's dead. What's the little brag between boys in the cell? You never know who's listening at the gates of hell. They're like video stores, press rewind, delete. On those that don't work, that don't fit nice and neat. In the future, we say it's worth something. Hell, I could have been somebody. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? In certain circles where you can't touch me, I'ma dance around, you know I'm connected to the powers that be. A golly, you ain't got nothing on me. You put my tail in jail, this is a place called hell. Wheeling and dealing on a Saturday night, caught between a gun and a stitched up fight. Brushing birds that travel hell out of here. Can you see me in your eyes? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know? Don't you cry, brother, there's a knife in your back. Don't you cry, sister, he ain't coming back. Caught you trying to make your way to kingdom come. Well, this is my territory. It's God's will to stamp what's mine. It's God's words that bite your tongue and marks me divine. The moment we lay our hands on the world, Jesus figured how we can touch her up. Don't you know? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? No shame, no fear, no highway out here. No shame. It if I wanted to, I think I'll make it if I follow through. I used to ask you what I needed best, cause sucker punch, I nearly lost my head. Now I'll mount you like an avalanche. Might as kills as queen for a fighting chance. I'm gonna make you make your mark on my map. Brush the wood, take my word. Don't you know who I am? 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 up in his mother's arms. Dawn already, he had heard the call. Chee-chee, honey, well, it's time to rise. Spread your wings, little goose, and we'll take flight. He flew over the devil of the wasteland. Six string playing on your heartland. Death in your pockets and a bird unsung. This is the star of progress. I set out on an expedition. Hold fire, girl, with your new religion. Keep it simple with your pop-pop songs. God forbid you change the record. I draw lines in symphony, animal savagery, refugee just like me. Don't believe the hype. Out of the wasteland we come. Little girls, little boys, and the nameless ones. Rise up, oh children, will you dance with me? Up, little children, come and set me free. Rise, little ones, rise. No shame, no fear, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know? You know who I am? Don't 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 you know?
The next song I wanted to mention was Lighthouse, which was also recorded live. It's, you know, all in one take, no edits. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this song is because this song is really about connecting with yourself and acknowledging and recognizing when you go to those dark places, you know, especially at times like now during a global pandemic where we're at home, a lot of us are alone. Our sense of purpose and meaning has shifted as our livelihoods have gone, as maybe your creative expressions have kind of been dampened. You know, it's so important to look after your mental health. And I wrote this song when my son was going to Africa, and I was like, what is he going to do if he gets over there and he's alone and doesn't have anyone to talk to, or how am I going to look after him, you know, in this space? And then it made me reflect on, well, how am I going to look after myself when I feel despondent or despairing? What can I do and what do I do, you know, and how can I write a song about that? So that's kind of what Lighthouse is about. And for me at this time, it seems like the one song that I can offer, you know, I'm not an essential worker. So I don't have much to give. And to release a record during this surreal time is so weird. But I feel like music is the only thing of value that I can share. And Lighthouse for me is a song where I feel like I hope it can go out and be a beacon of connection for folks right now, and a reminder that when you're in those spaces, you need to reach out.
I'll be the lighthouse, you be fire, guide for the weary, embers and pyre. Darkness calls you down, go with a helping hand, climb back up again. You land in the desert, moth to flame, hope paths lead somewhere. Thunder comes rain. If darkness pulls you down, then you go with a helping. Crosses distance, love withers time. When hunting for ashes, love can go blind. If darkness weighs me down, then I'll hold out my helping hand so I can climb back up again.
Quite Like the Rain is one of my band's favourite songs to play as well. And for me, it's one of those tunes where, you know, it's not a pop single. it's not a top of the pop hits at all. But it's one that is super catchy in a way, and just, it just feels important right now for me. You know, I guess when I write a song, it's never about one thing. It's always complex, and there's lots of different elements. But when I think about what is happening in the world, and particularly what's happening in the country of my birth, the USA, it is frightening to have a despot as the leader of a nation, of your own nation. You know, we're so lucky to have Jacinda at the helm and be parenting us through this time, really, you know. And you can see what happens when you don't have that kind of leadership. And there's elements of that in Quiet Like the Rain, you know, as well as the sort of more personal expression. You know, the first few lines in that song are some of my favourite in the record, because they're really emblematic of loss and connection and how valuable they are. And also what I love about that song is the All Lord's Little Children Can't Come In section. That was a piece on its own that I wrote, and it felt like to me like a kid's song that I would have sung in Sunday school. And I grew up going to Sunday school and church. I'm not religious in any way now. I guess I love that idea that we could all come together, that the strings are there underpinning it all, and there's the voices, and we're sort of unifying in this expression, whatever it may be. And for me, with Quiet Like the Rain, it's the little droplets that make the big puddle. It's all of the voices coming together and calling for action and for change. And that may be on a small level, like on a personal individual level, but also on that kind of more empire toppling level as well.
Then I go quiet like the rain. It's never the right time when you go. Of all of the love I gave, I want it back from you the most. All the papers say I'm following a distance. just picking up a paper tray. I'm gonna follow. Remember the taste of river mouth, the crossing of earth by star and stealth. As you felt, my dear, the dawn sung out and I shed all my doubt. All the papers say I'm following a distant sea. Like you, lady, I'm just picking up a paper tray. I'm gonna extended liberty. The way she looked at you, you thought you heard God's call to amity. Of all of the moments left to be, it's now, my love, the time is now. Lord, come and gather me.
Was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.